D1, number 14B.
Well, we go now to the level of absolute Christian Science. Now, we come to the level of absolute Christian Science, and we just keep in mind what this level wants to show. This level now wants to show that within that oneness of divine science, there is infinite relationship, that there is an infinite calculus of ideas, that this oneness is an infinite oneness, and that we can understand this infinitude of oneness. So, the symbol that we have here are life, truth, and love again, but now in combination. Now we can begin to calculate or to reckon spiritually with these facts. In divine science we had just the one life, the one truth, the one love. But now we begin to see that they are the same in essence, though multiform in office, but as they are one in essence, they reflect each other. So that I can never have just life without truth and without love. I can't, because it's in the one being. And the moment I begin to realize that, my thought is on the level of absolute Christian Science. It is that where now the oneness becomes a calculus of ideas, where I begin to see the laws ruling life, truth, and love. Zeddy said this fundamental statement that in 1866 I discovered the Christ science. And when she says Christ science, she usually means absolute Christian Science. I discovered the Christ science, or the divine laws of life, truth, and love. See, in divine science, she said, the realities in divine science are life, truth, and love. But when she comes to absolute Christian Science, we have the laws of life, truth, and love. We begin now to see how this infinite life and one life is going to express itself. If it is self-existent and self-expressed, then I begin to wonder, how does this one life express itself? And so we will find here these infinite combinations of life, truth, and love as ideas of life, truth, and love. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean that Mrs. Zeddy discovered the law of life, the law of truth, the law of love? The more I see it, and the more I read what other people write in the fields of natural science, the more I see something happening. I think I'm going to give a talk in Zurich on this. Namely, that Mrs. Eddy gave a true concept of science, which differs very much from the present sense of science in the world. Very much. Terrifically much. And when one reads what all these people in the field of paleontology, of biology, of psychology, of physics, of mathematics, in art, write, they all begin to see that their sense of science wasn't the right sense of science. That the crisis of today in the world is a crisis of the concept of science. That they have built everything on a very narrow concept of science. And that unless one doesn't change that narrow sense of science to a deeper, wider sense of science which comes nearer to being, to reality, that the whole trend of science just goes into a one-way road. No way out on the other side. Mrs. Eni discovered the law of life as science. What does it mean? It means that the law of life is the law of spontaneity, not the law of causation. Life does not know the law of causation. Life does not know that law of causation which says if a situation is like this, then the next thing that will happen out of this situation is that and that by the law of cause and effect. No. And that's how physics, since Galilei, since Kepler, since Newton, has been thinking. The law of causation. Blind to the future. Only relying on that if you have a certain cause, you will get a certain effect. That's not true in being. The law of life says, I am the law of spontaneity. And physics, since about 40 years, has seen that if we go down deep enough into investigating matter, that in the tiniest part of the atom, the law of causality is no more working, but that everything happens spontaneous. How they say it? Staccato mutations. Jumping mutations. Not like this, cause and effect, but suddenly. Everything happens suddenly, by jumps, no more by cause and effect. And the same thing they begin to realize in biology, that the evolution in biology has not been an evolution from one stage to the other by slow adaptation and growth and so on, but that it has been, bang, mutations, just suddenly, a new form which was afterwards kept up in the following generations. So the same thing happened in psychology, that they saw that suddenly something quite new can happen within the subconscious. And then the subconscious brings it up to the conscious. That therefore the development of the human mind is not something which grows and grows by education, slowly building up from cause to effect and growing and adding, but that something suddenly can come into consciousness which changes the whole thing. It is the law of life, of spontaneity, of newness. And that's lying fundamentally at the bottom of being. And so science must be aware, all sciences must be aware, that the law of cause and effect has only its restricted realm and is only right under certain circumstances. But that the depth of reality is not cause and effect. That the depth of reality is life, newness of life, spontaneity of life. I can become a new creature through the sudden influx of the Holy Spirit. Just as you had it in various instances, think of Paul, how in 1 second he was changed. And he wasn't changed because he was seeking earnestly, what is the Christ and how can I understand the Christ and the teaching of Christ? No, he was persecuting the Christ. And yet, the divine impulsion could change in 1 second the whole thing. See, even therefore in psychology, the law of causation is out. Is out. And therefore quite a new sense of science must be cultured. that sense of spontaneity, the law of life, of the newness of life, not of accretion. Our whole sense is accretion. If I want to get anywhere, I must add and add and add. No, I don't agree. I don't agree. The fullness of being is right here. The fullness of being, everything, is just right here. And it's a question, do I open myself wide enough that the fullness of life, as the spontaneity of life, as the newness of life, is just coming in every way. In the way of fullness of provision, in the way of fullness of strength, in the way of fullness of health, in the way of fullness of everything. I don't believe that that can be gained by addition, by accretion. It comes from the one life. You see, at the top in divine science, we have the one life. Well, that one life is infinite enough to be big enough for me. That's that fullness which is big enough. And therefore, on the level of divine, of absolute Christian science, I see there is a law which says that that one life says, I am a spontaneous impulsion, and I come to every situation in my fullness. At every moment, do I receive it or don't I receive it? That's the question. Am I open to it or I'm not open to it? That's the question. If I'm trained well enough in the old sense of science where I say, no, something higher can only gain by adding and adding and adding, well, then I'm not open to it. I'm not open to new situations, to new occasions, to new possibilities, to new channels, to new influence, to new ways and means and so on. I'm not open. But the fact is that everything is here as a law which says, I'm not only the one life, but I'm the impulsion of that life which is always in a way of spontaneity and in a way of newness, in a way of fullness, just giving out, giving out, giving out. That's the one fatherhood sense. So we have here as the law of life, the law of multiplication, not the law of addition. We have the law of multiplication. We have here the law of instantaneity, the law of nowness, the law of isness, the law of immediateness. That's the law of life. It isn't therefore the old law of germination or the old law of accretion, of growth. See, the law of life is instantaneous. The law of life is nowness, is isness. It's always the fullness is right here, right now. The law of life we could also define a little bit different as the law of divine impulsion, divine urge. It isn't therefore the law of evolution. The divine law of impulsion and urge is behind evolution. But evolution itself doesn't exist in the divine being. In the divine being, there is only infinite progression. There is only the law of life as progression, not as progress. Progress is a sense that I can advance from lower to higher. But the law of progression is that law which says I'm always new, I'm always wider, I'm always right now what I am. And I'm always new in the sense of showing forth my new individuality, new way of thinking, a new way of happenings, a new way of experience. But it is not progress which is gained through effort out, going out from a lower, more incomplete sense. The law of life is the law of self-supporting, the law of self-maintaining, self-providing, all that. Therefore, it isn't that sense of getting, of gift, of reward. We like, in religious thinking, to think that God rewards us according to our motives. It's very nice and it's certainly true, but that is on the level of Christian Science, not on absolute Christian Science. It's a trading God. I give so much and he gives me back so much. That's the law of cause and effect. If my cause is right and I have a right motive, he rewards me according to my motive. That's the law of cause and effect, and that plays its part then on the level of Christian Science, but not on the level of absolute Christian Science. On the level of absolute Christian Science, I just get without giving. I not even see that I must get, that's still a limited sense, but seeing that being is self-supported, self-provided, self-maintained. And in that sense, you are not giving anything and you are not getting anything. That giving and getting is not that which we have here on this level. Here we have that being is self-supported, self-provided. It's therefore that law of fullness which is always there. A law of fullness and of abundance which doesn't ask first a price and then you get something, but which says, I am life and I am the law of life, and therefore because I am the infinite life, I am self-supported, self-provided. I don't have to give anybody anything because we have seen in absolute Christian Science, mine and thine are obsolete, absolutely obsolete. So let's get freed from that sense that we gain anything by giving anything. By giving anything to God, we gain something from God. Here it is the law of life, self-provision, self-sustenance, self-maintenance, self-existence, and self-supporting.